Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
And I don't always agree with everybody. You know that. So just because we doing it don't make it right. And because we've waited so long for elected school board, it's going to be chaos. It's something new to the city.
Hi, everybody. I'm Fran Spielman. My guest this week is the chairman of the City Council's Education Committee, Alderman Jeanette Taylor of the 20th Ward, which includes Washington Park and Englewood. Madam Chairman, thanks for joining us. Are you ready for Easter?
I am.
What are the traditions in the Taylor household? What's on the menu? Is there an Easter egg hunt involved for kids and grandkids?
It says to say, since my mother died, we don't really enjoy the holidays anymore. So we don't really do anything, but I do have two grandbabies and I bought them an Easter basket. So that is about it with the celebration. Of course, we'll enjoy dinner together.
Yeah, holidays can be a sad and poignant time when you've had losses like that. I know that very well. You are chairing the Education Committee at a time of tremendous change at the Chicago Public Schools. We are getting ready to make the transition to a hybrid school board that is partially elected, 10 members elected, the other 11 not elected and appointed by the mayor. Candidates interested in running need to get their signatures, 1,000 of them, by June 24th. That's a lot of signatures, twice as many as you need to run for alderman. Does that sound right to you for an unpaid job?
Yeah, well, we have waited for, over two decades for an elected school board. I think we have the opportunity to get it right, and I don't know if this is the right fit. It's actually not. No other school district has a hybrid, so I don't like that. And with 1,000 signatures, I agree. I sometimes feel like we're lowballed when it comes to voting for elected officials. So
you're wary of this. What are you afraid might happen?
That we might get some of the wrong people who are not interested in making sure education is great for all young people. We might get just a bunch of folks who want to use it for their political gang. I'm concerned. I'm very concerned, but I'm not the only one.
Who are you afraid of at this point hijacking this process?
Everybody.
Including the CTU? I mean, the Chicago Teachers Union has big money. They're going to run a slate.
Everybody. Listen, I want people to understand just because you're an ally of somebody doesn't always mean you agree with them. I don't always agree with the unions. I don't always agree with the movement. I don't always agree with everybody. You know that. So just because we're doing it don't make it right. And because we've waited so long for elected school board, it's going to be chaos. It's something new to the city.
Chaos how?
Just chaotic in how this, it's not going to be as easy and transitional as people think. We're used to a top-down system. This is now supposed to be from the bottom up. It's the same thing with local school councils. They spent plenty of years mingling those up and they still are par sub. So this will be the same thing. It's going to take time. And so it probably won't be for another 5 years that it'll actually make sense and be what we want it to be.
Are you disappointed that Mayor Brandon Johnson, a former paid organizer for the Chicago Teachers Union, opted to go with a partially elected school board instead of the fully elected board that the CTU and he once supported?
Absolutely. Absolutely. But I also understand politics. And this just wasn't on CTU. This was on other unions as well. But if you go back and think about the community and labor table that once sat, it is no longer together because of this elected school board, because we just didn't agree.
And why do you suppose he wanted to hold on to that power? Was it because he put in his own board and he wants them to make and have the time to make the fundamental changes that they're making right now?
I don't know what it is. I wasn't involved in a lot of those conversations in the last 4 or 5 years. So I don't know. That's a question you would have to ask him. But just because they've decided to do it that way doesn't mean I have to support it, doesn't mean don't have to like it. But it's a system that if people want to run or want to kind of be in it, they should. It's the same thing with being an elected official. I'm not the norm. I don't fit in the box. I'm not a part of the political cruise. And so, but I'm here. You just don't have to do the work.
The mayor's revamped school board is making some very fundamental changes. They are shifting the focus away from selective enrollment schools toward sustainable, fully funded community schools. They're shifting away from student and enrollment-based budgeting and towards set staffing levels at every campus. They're taking school resource officers out of local schools instead of leaving that decision up to the local school councils. Do you agree with those decisions?
I don't agree. Well, I agree with what they're doing. I don't agree with how they're doing it. We can't do what other folks have done in the past, make decisions and not tell why. Now, friend, let's have a thorough conversation about this. Would selective enrollment schools even exist if we educated all children fairly? Would there be a need for one? You got students past
you don't think
that
so.
Don't have
you
SROs.
Don't, you don't think so?
Oh, I know not. I know not, friend. My oldest son is 33. My baby is 19. I am blessed to not have to deal with Chicago public schools in a way parents have not do. And my children have went to, all of them have went to the same elementary schools. They went to different high schools. I've had two kids who I've had to transfer to different schools. Because I have an autistic son. And so we know those schools are subpar. They don't get the resources they need. Like, I don't disagree with the decisions. I disagree with how it's being done. And so now, and I hate to say it, it's this thing of now you're on the other side. It ain't no fun when the rabbit got the gun. I think that's the saying, if I could use that. Because at the end of the day, what was the same fight when they were closing schools in black and brown neighborhoods? I'll wait. What was all the promises made to the kids who went from one closing school to another school and they were supposed to get the support and all the things they need? They didn't get it. I'll wait. And so I'm really not concerned about this. Is about folks who live in better neighborhoods, who have better schools, scared if they are now going to be able to compete with other schools. We should be a community school, sustainable community school district. We should be wrapping those supports around all those young people. Why do you think we got thousands of young people out of school who we've lost doing school closes and other things? Because the education system is not doing what it's supposed to do. It's supposed to be information and inspiration. And that's not what you got at a lot of schools that are in my community. I'm sorry.
So, but you're upset about the how. What's wrong with the how? The what is fine with you.
You don't
the how
do things
is not.
Without,
what's wrong with how?
So you don't do things without explanation. You don't do things without explaining to people why you do those things. We cannot be the same people that we've replaced in these spaces. We just cannot. And so there has to be a conversation. I bet you if they looked at schools on the north side versus the south and west sides, for the last 10 years and they saw the data, they would be like, oh my God, those bad teachers, those bad parents, that bad principal, without looking at what resources in those schools, what type of different circumstances those schools are under, how the network chiefs sometimes undermined the process of education in schools. And so let's not act like this is problematic. Like I said, it is not. Because why can't we have a school district where all the schools are great?
Well, so you're saying they have not adequately explained what they're doing and justified what they're doing.
Absolutely. That's the problem. Absolutely. And parents understood this is not about disbanding selective enrollment schools. That's not what this is about, because those kids test. And we're not even thinking about the strain we put on young people to get in selective enrollment schools. And so it's not about that. It's definitely not about snatching away education from those specialty schools. We're saying let's make all the schools great. But of course, you don't want that, do we? You don't want your kids to really have to compete with other children who are just as educated and well-versed as your children are, do you?
So they haven't explained it, and as a result, it's fanned the flames of fear.
Absolutely.
And all that.
Absolutely.
Who's to blame for not explaining it properly?
Everybody
Johnson?
Who's in charge of making those decisions.
Including Mayor Johnson.
Including.
Yeah. What should he have done?
We got to do a better job at talking about the things that we want to see. That's period. That's it.
And you famously said that Brandon Johnson was not ready to govern, you told Ben Jarofsky, and that it was, and that he looks real
stupid
right now.
What I said was the
right
movement. The movement was not ready.
Okay, but he's part of that. He's their vehicle. He's their leader that they elected.
And why is that? So who was Lori's vehicle? Who was Rahm's vehicle?
So what
who
is
was Daly's
what,
vehicle? See, Fran, this
stand
was
by
this
what
this
you
was,
said. And who wasn't ready to govern? Was it Johnson not
I
ready?
I said
was
the movement was not ready to be on the fifth floor. And I meant what I said. While Mayor Johnson may be qualified to be on the fifth floor, just because you qualified don't mean you should be there.
So
you know it.
So what
has nothing to do with him being. See, y'all done took what I said and took it out of context. I said we shouldn't be on the fifth floor. We wasn't ready. We haven't been in government long enough. We haven't been in these spaces. And these are systems that need to be broke up and rebuilt. We're not there yet. Right now, the man has had, 9 months to put out a whole bunch of fires? Because that's what he did. That's what he's been doing. And why I ain't agree with how it has went. That's what it is. But what was all of this? Go ahead.
So what has he done that he needs to correct so far? Because he's got polling numbers in the 20s at this point.
You cannot ignore. You cannot be a black man in this country and ignore what people wanted. Think about this. This all happened because of what? Sanctuary cities. That ain't just on him. The groups who wanted, who did they explain Sanctuary City to? And I'm not saying nothing to you that I have not said to the groups. Had they done their job and explained to people what Sanctuary Cities mean, what that status means, and put it on the ballot like they were asked, Bring Home Chicago wouldn't fail. Let's call this what it is.
So why did...
The movement has to remember, it don't matter who. One of the reasons why I got mad respect for Alderwoman Michelle Harris is because Alderwoman Michelle Harris is committed to the seat. It don't matter to her who on that fifth floor. The movement got to have that same attitude. The same way you would have pushed Mayor Lori Lightfoot, Rahm Emanuel is the same way you need to push Brandon. No difference.
So why did Bring Chicago Home fail, do you think?
Because of the sanctuary city questions. You know why it failed. And because you had millionaires and billionaires who did not want to pay the tax. Let's call this what this is. Every other commercial on the TV was saying, he being greedy, he about to raise your taxes. Don't let him do it. Pictures of him and Alderwoman Maria Hatton. Like, come on. You know why it failed.
So, but the Sanctuary City thing, what should he have done there?
They should have worked with Alderman Anthony Beal, come up with a question they both could agree on, and it should have been on the ballot. It should have been on the ballot as well.
So like, let's not play the game like we don't know why. People could weigh in on something that was changing the city and really burdening the city, is what you're saying.
We should have had the conversation. So you can't just do stuff and think people are just gonna trust you, and it's okay. He doesn't have that luxury. So the same luxury that white mayors, it's what we say about black people in politics. We can't do what they do. And he can't. And people showed him. Tell me when the last time a referendum that the mayor wanted to support failed.
Yeah.
It ain't. It's never
so
happened.
So it was a rebuke of him. And it was a rebuke of him, really. Quite a bit.
Well, no, it was a rebuke of everybody who worked on it because they didn't listen.
They didn't listen.
Were told that they were going to be happy.
They didn't listen by allowing the public to have its say on an issue.
Absolutely.
Was he afraid of in letting people have their say about that?
That's a question you got to ask them. I think what folks thought that asking the Sanctuary City question was going to hurt Bring Home Chicago, and it backfired on them.
And you think if they had put that on the ballot, it would have passed?
Absolutely, but also
even over the real estate interest money
would have passed.
Both of them would have passed, but he would have gotten his tax, and that's the bonding referendum. So do you think because he squelched debate on something that the public wanted and deserved a chance to weigh in on, that they took it out on him when it came to the tax? They didn't trust him.
Absolutely.
So how can he turn this around?
Wanted to see that. He can turn it around by just being honest. And not to say he wasn't honest about it, about having and talking about the things that people actually want to hear. People want to know about the money we're spending on migrants. Are we reimbursed? How are we moving people out? Like, he's brought a level of transparency to it. Because there were a lot of things that happened in the last administration that none of us knew about. And so while they've been more transparent, they have to be totally transparent. And what's the plan? How many aldermen have asked, could we have an open conversation about the migrants? And it hasn't happened. That's a problem.
Yeah, and you still have Wadsworth Elementary having migrants. Is it still... It's still open, right? How many migrants are in? And you've complained about the lawlessness outside that shelter. Is it still? Have they done anything
to
change
it? Absolutely not. We don't have those problems. We have some stuff here and there, but this is on us to change the behavior of the people who have come to our city and won't help. Something has to be done, period. So the folks who got kicked out the shelter are the problem in my community, not the people who actually live in it. A lot of those folks who live in that shelter, they go to school and they work. It's the folks that they kicked out for reasons unbeknownst to me, who were dropped off here. The bus brought them right here. They hadn't been anywhere else. They don't know anywhere. So they just kind of hanging out and do what people do. And then look at the ages of these folks. These ain't elders. These are young people. And so there needs to be some support and help for people we kick out the shelters. But there also needs to be some accountability for their behavior.
They're also negotiating, the board is, a new teacher's contract at a time of lingering concern about whether this mayor, the former CTU organizer who owes his whole election to the money and foot soldiers provided by this union, will give away the store at the expense of the taxpayers. How could he possibly say no? He's already given the CTU parental leave paid without demanding anything in return.
So y'all attack on teachers has nothing to do with him. Y'all are funny. y'all worried about the wrong things. Teachers are underpaid and undervalued already. He gonna do what he's supposed to do and negotiate that contract. Y'all never seen the union and CPS work together, which makes me cringe a little bit. I agree. It's something different for me. The thought that I got to sit at the table with Pedro and Salgado and some of those folks, people who I've fought against for years, is different. And so let's see how it plays out. But he has a job to do. Do you think I'll listen? I was banned from City Hall. Half the elected officials that I now sit and work with, I couldn't stand back in the day. I have a new respect for them and an understanding. Does it stop me from doing my job? Does it stop me from holding people accountable? Does it stop me from speaking the truth? And so y'all honestly worried about the wrong things.
Well, the CTU and its president, Stacey Davis Gates, have said that they are shifting their focus away from City Hall to Springfield. How is that going to work at a time when there are so many other pressures on the state budget?
Why would we find money for everything else? I'm trying to figure out, and it ain't just in the city of Chicago or in the state of Illinois, why y'all won't pay teachers what they're worth? I can't understand that for the life of me, but that's what y'all do.
So you think that's the right focus, to shift their focus to Springfield and away from City Hall?
I was just about to say, yeah, listen, they've always been in Springfield. They ain't shifting the focus. That ain't listen, when I was organizing, you know how many times I've been to Springfield a year in D.C. to advocate for more money for more schools?
Oh, yeah, but Rahm was the boogeyman. Lori Lightfoot was the boogeyman for the CTU for years. They struck the longest strike in I believe, their history against Rahm Emanuel, and Lori Lightfoot had a strike as well.
Rahm Emanuel closed 50 schools, really more than that, but I'm going to give him 50. Lori Lightfoot refused to make sure teachers and parents and families were taken care of during COVID. So who really the boogeyman? Listen, I ain't into CTU politics because, first of all, I'm not a teacher. I don't have to live that life anymore. I was a parent at a school. I don't live that life anymore. Like, y'all need to be fair when it comes to a critique, because honestly, y'all have not been fair. But also, they haven't done the job that they need to do. And so it's like, do two wrongs really make a right? It doesn't.
How have we not been fair?
Because the man ain't been in office. Because honestly, where has Lori started all the things with the migrant? Y'all wasn't this hard on her. She did everything she wanted to do behind. As a matter of fact, let's even go further back. She signed an executive order, or the city council gave her ultimate powers over the COVID money. I voted no. That was okay. Now all of a sudden we want to do something different, which, let me say this, he should not have ultimate power to spend COVID money. That should be a conversation with us, and it's stuff we should vote on. So there are some things that are happening I agree with. But the man ain't been in office a year, and we got all of this critique about everything that's going on and not calling it like it is. Call all of this what it is.
What is it?
It's foolishness. Like, we're supposed to be at a space, and it's the same thing I say to him that I'm going to say to you. We got to be different in what we do, because we got a country that is at its knees, is crumbling. They're trying to put back a person who killed our democracy, because that's what he did. They're trying to make him president again. Why? Because this is about folks being in power and staying in power. Let's call this what this is. At the end of the day, Brandon has a lot of work to do. What we all do. And it just ain't on him. It's on the 50 members of the city council. It's on, we need all hands on deck.
Well, the mayor is approaching his 1 year anniversary in office. How do you think he's doing? Where has he fallen down? Where has he done well? And why do you think
he has to do a better job at explaining to folks the things that want to be seen and the things that we are doing that make sense? So I'm not disagreeing with you when it came to the things that they're doing at CPS. We got to have community conversation and explain to folks what is being done. It's common sense. We got to get down in the trenches. See, you can't just pick off systems. Systems need to be broken and changed for the good.
Where has he fallen down, and why are his approval ratings so low?
He's taken a fall for the sanctuary city thing. Let's call it what it is.
for squelching that debate and not allowing the public to vent their feelings.
He's taking the biggest hit ever over that. He's taking a hit for doing what mayors have done, go to events. Y'all had a lot to say about him going it. Every mayor has done it. But this is also a lesson for Black America. Black American can't do what white America does. Because I never saw y'all say anything about the things that Rahm and Daley went to. I never even heard y'all say anything about some of the stuff Lori did. Oh, but wait a minute. When she got her hair cut.
What are you talking about there? Traveling? What are you talking about?
Absolutely. Anything. She got her hair cut and y'all went crazy. He had a concert or he had an event, y'all go crazy. Like he doesn't have a wife and a kid. We're worried about the wrong things. What is he doing legislatively that makes the city right? What is he correcting when it comes to some of the bad habits that the city of Chicago has?
Did he make a mistake by casting the tie-breaking vote for that ceasefire resolution, an issue that has divided the city, the war between Israel and Hamas?
Now, you know, they set him up. Come on, let's not act like the white caucus of the city council ain't setting him up. And they putting up their own candidate to run. Don't do that. Y'all know what they doing. Because never in the history is any... What other mayor has had to break a tie twice? It never even came up.
Why y'all do you think he has games? Had to break a tie twice? I mean, the second time he did it to save his...
What other mayor in the history later in his zoning chair
from censure? That wasn't a controversy of somebody else's making. That was his making and his floor leader's making. Carlos Ramirez Rosa, who you have criticized too.
You think he told Carlos to do what he's supposed to do? And you know, I got a whole issue with that whole thing that I ain't in the mood to talk about. So he was set up to do that. He made a decision. That's on him.
Who was set up? Johnson was set up?
Of course he was.
How was he set up?
What mayor has ever had to break to be a tiebreaker vote? I'll wait. And I know you know. Exactly. Ain't never happened, has it?
No, but so you're saying that they wouldn't have censured a floor leader under another mayor? You don't think that would have happened?
Absolutely not. Burke did what the hell he wanted to do for decades. Every one of my predecessors went to jail. Every last one of them. Were any of them censored? Exactly. Y'all know what y'all doing. Y'all don't get to play good cop, bad cop. You can't have your one foot in to doing right and the other foot in to doing BS. And that's exactly what y'all doing with this administration. Like, come
and
on.
Yet you're not a defender of Carlos Ramirez Rosa. In fact, you've accused him of bullying you.
He did. I am not. But it is not my responsibility to censor him. It's his community's responsibility to vote him in or vote him out. I wasn't going to play y'all political game. No, I'm not doing it. The beef I got with Carlos, believe you me, I'll take up with him.
But you think this mayor is being treated completely unfairly?
Absolutely.
By who? By who?
We know about who.
The press, the business community, who?
No, I won't listen. Y'all call it like y'all see it. And some of you all have a little bit more to be close with city council than other folks. It's all been unfair. Yes, the media has not been fair to him. But also, he got to own some of it too.
Well, what part does he own that he can correct and turn around?
When he makes decisions, they can't be decisions that they make closed behind doors. They need to make decisions with the city council, with the city, really look at what the big issues are, work on some of the things that, and think about this, the stuff that he's passing is stuff that we've been fighting for years. You just can't do it in a way that seems like it does not include everybody. You have to include other people. So we're having this debate about SROs. You just brought that up. So I'm talking to folks in the state, and I'm hearing that some schools want it. Some schools don't want it. But we ultimately have to talk about a safety plan for young people. That should be done at the school level. And Y'all real funny. I spent 23 years on a local school council. Y'all barely wanted to give local school council the abilities to hire and fire principals. Now y'all asking them to vote on contracts. You never did that. It's a cop out. It's like y'all full of it. Y'all really are. Because now all of a sudden, well, we going to give local accountability, please. You know how many schools want to pick principals and the district comes right behind them and says, no, I do.
What were your thoughts when you when the mayor backed out of an agreement to put up $75 million additional for the migrant crisis to match the $75 million that Tony Preckwinkle put up at the county and the $150 that Governor Pritzker pledged?
We don't have it. We don't have it. I don't feel anyway. But where is Biden at in this conversation? Where is the Congress folks? That's what we need to be talking to. Because I'm trying to figure out what type of monster would y'all call him if he just said, that ain't my problem. Let him be in the street. Let him figure it out. Just keep him where I can't see him. Would y'all like that for him to do that better? Now, I don't always agree with the decision, but he made some decisions. And whether I like them or not, the last administration did the bare minimum. All she did was take buildings because she could, fix them up, use billions and billions of dollars. Y'all said nothing in there. But she'll be back on the ballot in 4 years.
Who will?
She might stand a chance.
Lori?
Absolutely.
You think she's going to run again? She says she's done Absolutely. With politics.
Oh, okay.
You don't buy it?
We'll see. Nope.
No.
You didn't have the community organizations together when you were in office. Now you're rallying them up. I was born at night, but it wasn't last night.
You think that's what she's doing by that organization?
I was born at night, but it wasn't last night.
You were on the show a couple months ago urging the mayor to clean house at the CHA and the Park District. He hasn't done either one. Is that disappointing to you?
No, I'm going to work the system. That's what I'm doing. I'm talking to the Park District about rebranding. CTA ain't going to get nothing passed in the housing committee as long as I'm on it until they come and have a conversation with us. That's how it's going to go. So it's okay. No, you listen. I've been here long enough to know how to play the political game as well, but I'm a player for the benefit of my community, not of myself or not for political games, because I ain't in it for that reason. And so they can continue to play the game if they want to. See, the mayor from CTA, his people were smart enough to come say, how do we get more money for CTA? How do we work together? Could you help us advocate? And I'm going to do those things. Remember, I spent 30 years on a housing list waiting for a city that I pay taxes in to help and support me. And when they came to my rescue, I didn't need the help. And so it's me holding them accountable. See, we do stuff for different reasons. Other people do it because they want to move up politically. I want a better life for the people that I'm paid to represent. And I want a better life for my kids who are growing up in this city.
Before we let you go, stadiums for the Bears and White Sox. Does the mayor
Hell
have
no,
any...
they can pay for their own Oh, I'm sorry. No.
Does the mayor have any business talking about giving subsidies for these teams to build these stadiums?
We shouldn't be giving them subsidies to do anything. They're a million and billion dollar franchise. They could afford it. Honestly, I'm really tired of all of them. They're always coming to Chicago to beg. How much money does the Bears and the Sox invest back in the city? And I'm not talking about no damn free tickets. Help us build up some park districts. Help us adopt some of these schools. Help us have free programming in communities we know we need it. Then at that point, maybe we could talk about some subsidies for them. But until they come to the table with a package that we all could benefit from, they could take that somewhere else. The Bears, I thought they was going to Arlington. Go be the Arlington Bears, because you damn sure ain't that great at the Chicago Bears. Like, don't get me started. Don't do that. No.
Alderman Jeanette Taylor, we could go on and on. Thank you so much for joining us. Happy Easter to you and your family.
Same to you, Fran.
And we'll see you all next week.
All right. Have a good one.
These days, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make all kinds of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more, right here in the USA. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs in towns and cities across the country. And jobs bring pride. Purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.